get back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, August 13th, 2026 edition. Was texting with Kevin Kievsky during the break about his lawsuit that he filed yesterday, asking for a judge to grant an emergency injunction freezing the administrative rules that Jocelyn Benson has put out to all 1,573 clerks in the state of Michigan. Township, city, village, and county clerks instructed by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to delete the August 4th election from their tabulators, poll books, and data collection computers by Tuesday, 1 week after the election, with the Board of Canvassers just certifying the election. Kevin Kievsky filed a lawsuit yesterday to stop those rules from being implemented along with others. And Kevin, when I texted him, can you come on my show this morning to talk about it, texted me this back. Randy, unfortunately, I can't today because this case, even though it was filed at 4 p.m. yesterday, is moving super quick. I already got an answer from the judge asking for an order and more information, which he just got a few minutes ago. The judge ordered the Secretary of State not to enforce the deletion rule until he has an opportunity to have a hearing on it. And he ordered me to file an expedited brief. He also demands a response needs to be filed by Benson's office by tomorrow. Secretary of State, Department of State, Bureau of Elections Department has to file an answer by tomorrow. He also ordered a whole bunch of other briefings that need to be done today. Otherwise, I wish I could. I texted him back, understand totally. How about tomorrow, 11:30 to 11:50? Well, before I could even send that, he says, this is a very super quick turnaround. This is a very good sign for our case. The judge agrees that records are not to be destroyed by any clerks and that the rule is temporarily suspended. He says, I have another court hearing at noon tomorrow. So, yeah, I can definitely come on at 11:30 tomorrow. No problem. Gave me a thumbs up and a fist bump and an American flag. Kevin Kieske will be on the show tomorrow, 11:30 to 11:50, to talk about this lawsuit he just filed against Jocelyn Benson and her administrative rules in governing this year's election, of which she is running for the governor of the state of Michigan. This is phenomenal timing. Good work by Kevin Kieske. Going on the offense against Jocelyn Benson and her illegal, unconstitutional violation of federal laws. We're going to get into the breakdown of all that in the next segment. I'll explain it to you. But we'll have Kevin on tomorrow, 11:30 to 11:50. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A second segment, hour number two. A post by Kevin Kieske on his Twitter X account this morning at 9:30 after filing his 156-page lawsuit against the rules that are illegal, unconstitutional, and violate federal election laws against Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, Democrat gubernatorial candidate. Kevin wrote this: pick a crime. That's the choice Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has handed my client, a local township clerk, along with other clerks in the state of Michigan. A new state rule Benson made orders my client, again a township clerk, to delete the electronic poll book records of the August 4th primary within 7 days of state certification. State Board of Canvassers will be told that all 83 county clerks and their Board of Canvassers at the county level have certified their county elections. All 83 county clerks will submit that information to the State Department, Bureau of Elections, Board of Canvassers. Two Republicans, two Democrats will then meet this coming Monday, August 17th, to certify the election results statewide. Delete the August 4th primary within 7 days after the certification of the election. Kevin asked a very simple question. But what's the problem? Problem is, federal law orders all clerks to keep those records for 22 months into 2028. Well, if the clerks follow Benson's rules and delete the election records, what do they face for doing that? Well, under federal law, they face up to 1 year in prison. Refuse? Refuse to do what Benson tells you to do? You face 90 days in prison under Michigan law. Every path that Jocelyn Benson has ordered the clerks to do carries a penalty for prison aimed at my client personally for trying to follow the law. Which law? Federal election laws? Where Donald Trump's Justice Department can put you in federal penitentiary, or Jocelyn Benson's administrative rule, which has become, in fact, a law because nobody objected to it, nobody filed a lawsuit against it, so it has the full effect of having a law status in the state of Michigan. Well, Kevin Kievsky's client wrote Jocelyn Benson and the Director of Elections on July 6th and asked one very simple question. How do I obey both laws? Your state law, which is, again, an administrative rule that nobody sued over, which has the full effect of law in Michigan, or do I follow the federal election law? 37 days since that clerk sent Benson and Jonathan Brader the letter, no answer. They didn't respond. So as a result, Kevin says, we asked the judge, while the records still exist, no more waiting around. Declare which law controls preserving our voting records. In the part that should get your attention, the same rule that Benson has put forward governs the November election. She thinks that after she gets elected governor on November 3rd, once the election is certified, she wants those election results deleted as well. Why? Because then you can't do a recount. You can't do a forensic audit. You can't verify that there was actually people attached to the ballots that were counted. The complaint and all the exhibits are 156 pages long. But here is the one-page fact sheet. Facts of the matter, very simply put, by Kevin Kieske. 22 months or 7 days. Township clerk sues over order to delete election records. Federal law requires that the August 4th election records are kept until 2028. A state rule issued by Benson says you must delete them within 7 days. The same rule will also govern November's election. Coming from his office in Birmingham, Michigan, Kevin Kieske writes the following. The electronic poll book records of the August 4th primary in Bridgewater Township could be deleted within days. However, federal law requires that they be kept into 2028. Well, today the clerk asked the Michigan Court of Claims to stop the deletion and decide which command controls both August and November elections. Michelle McQueer, clerk of Bridgewater Township in Washtenaw County, filed a verified complaint against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Director of Elections Jonathan Brader, and the Michigan Department of State that challenges the rule. Michigan Admin Code R168.48 orders deletion of electronic poll book software and files within 7 days of certification of the election. Federal law 52 U.S.C. 20701 requires that they be kept for 22 months when federal offices are on the ballot as of August 4th. Federal election? Mike Rogers. Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed and Haley Stevens were on the ballot on August 4th for U.S. Senate. Every U.S. congressional congressman was on the ballot as well. That makes it a federal election. According to the complaint, the clerk wrote to the secretary and the director on July 6th, asking them how she can obey both commands and requested a ruling and a stay. She received no response. The rule reaches every Michigan city, township, and village clerk in the state, and the November general election as well. The complaint seeks declaratory relief, preservation of the records, and no money damages. McQueer said this, quote, "My job is to follow the law and serve the citizens of my township. I'm told to do two things. I cannot do both. I asked the state and received no reply. So now I'm asking a court for relief. I want this right before November." Kevin Kieske, the attorney for McQueer, said, "A clerk should never have to choose which law to break. Federal law says keep those records for 22 months. willful failure risks up to 1 year in prison. The state's rule says destroy them within 7 days. And willfully destroying public records carries up to 2 years in Michigan. Even keeping them to stay safe is a crime. Refusing to carry out the rule's deletion means up to 90 days minimum in prison. She asked the rule's own authors and got 37 days of silence. So now we are asking a judge, while the records still exist, before Michigan runs its general election under the rule. Media contact Kevin Kievsky, 248-971-0476, or email him at kevin@kdklawoffice.com. His office is on East Maple in Birmingham, Michigan. This is the fact sheet. You see, folks, you've got an attorney general candidate, an attorney in Birmingham, who has a client who is Bridgewater Township Clerk. She has the guts to stand up and file this lawsuit against Benson. Unbelievable that this is something that had to be done, and it had to be done timely. Why? Because if you don't do it, you basically are putting all these clerks in the entire state of Michigan in legal jeopardy. Follow Benson's rules, you're violating federal election laws. Don't follow her rules, you're breaking her law. That simple. It's that simple. One other short comment. This is a great comment. Thank you for this one. I'm reading like 16 text messages right now. So, Randy, question. If the judge rules against Benson, what happens? Very simple. All of the records from August 4th primary election a week ago this past Tuesday will be kept for 22 months. November 3rd election, 2 days later, November 5th, you canvass at the counties. They get done canvassing. They turn the information into the state. They certify the election. Those records will be kept for 22 months as well. Why 22 months? Because in the spring of 2028, they need to prepare for the next primary of August of 28 for the presidential election. The presidential election cycle. Prior to 22 months for November, they got the November general election. That's why federal law says you keep those records until then. Forensic audit and recounts will be preserved.